The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy. I'm still having a hard time wrapping my mind around this Bill Belichick thing, but I will tell you one thing that I am sick of.
What's that?
I hate the nickname Chapel Bill. I am rats off a ship on it already. You know, it's not that it's a bad nickname. It's just annoying already. Chapel, I see it. You see it everywhere. Chapel Bill. I got to be honest with you. I'm going to be very, very disappointed if Mario Cristobal loses to Bill Belichick first year.
Huh?
I'm going to be very embarrassed if Mario Cristobal loses to him first year.
I will tell you this, and this is why I said this earlier. Why do I tell you the defense struggles?
Discipline.
That won't happen with a Bill Belichick team, which means that they can win some games where they are not better because they are more disciplined.
Hmm. I will say, though.
And keep in mind, who's going to play quarterback next year?
We don't know yet.
It ain't Cam. I'm talking about down here.
Yeah, it's probably going to be Emery. Well, I mean, I would say Emery's probably the lead dog.
Guys, I can't have a quarterback named after Wood.
Why?
Hey, yo.
Blue Chew.
He showed moxie in that FSU game.
Yeah. All right. But.
But, you know, listen.
Folks, listen.
We got a little TP. We got to go perusing.
Can you imagine Bill Belichick going into kids' homes and talking to their parents?
Dude, can I just tell you? Here is the biggest misnomer about Bill Belichick. Let me ask you a question. You think a 70-plus-year-old man who has a 20-something-year-old girlfriend can't talk?
Fair point.
Huh?
I'm talking...
No. Bill can talk. Just because he doesn't talk to you doesn't mean he can't talk. Just because he doesn't talk to the media doesn't mean he can't talk. But there ain't a person that knew Bill Belichick that didn't know where he was coming from.
Isn't it
I'm telling you.
Isn't it in a way like isn't it easier than ever now with this NIL stuff? Like, what are you paying me? That's it.
Well, you know Bill Belichick how he's coming about it. Cause dude is hiring a GM.
How many intangibles are they going to be in the slot there for North Carolina?
The what?
How many intangibles are going to be in the slot it's gonna for North be, Carolina?
They're going to bring
the
revolution.
You don't
back.
Have to.
Why? What do you mean?
You don't have to.
Oh, he's looking, dude.
Like you, listen.
Remember he went to a...
Here's what you need to know about the difference between college and the NFL, right? You got more than 7 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have all first round picks if you can talk right. If you can talk right and got enough money,
I do wonder what this
right.
Like here's the thing though, right? Like, all right, the Canes bounce back year, SMU in their first year, ACC. Like the ACC got all this hell this year, and the Canes were certainly punished for their losses in the ACC worse than any. But like, all right, now you're gonna also have Bill Belichick in this conference. Like, is this conference looking like it is that second rate?
Now, not until...
Because they're going to have a lot of money infused in the UNC.
Not until they start winning and getting those buys and stuff like that.
But you know, like, that's going to have a cat... Like, it's kind of going to be like the Colorado effect. Like, they're going to be interested in everything that they do. Every time UNC does something...
Right. How many times do you think they're going to be on TV?
A lot!
A lot.
Are you kidding me? I'm still not getting over Bill Belichick coming to Compton, California, and talking to young, you know, young Rico.
Hey,
and young Rico's mom. Young Rico's mom's like,
okay, let me. How about this?
You don't think he's gonna send his charming son?
How about this? How about this,
Mr. Belichick? Would you like some of our chicken?
How about this?
Onto the casserole.
How about this? Think about it this way. Think about Bill Belichick talking to a dad or uncle about doing what it takes to get to the next level.
There's no way he's not also getting the playbook from Saban, right? Like, Saban's going to give him, he's like, this is how you hobnob correctly. This is how you get in with the aunt.
Why y'all think Bill Belichick can't hobnob? That dude
He
can hobnob.
He's not going to resonate with these kids. He hardly can resonate with these grown men.
He don't have to.
He
don't have to.
Like,
everybody knows who Bill Belichick is. When he comes in and he starts talking to the dad and the uncle and all the people that know about football, and he starts telling them, I know how to get you to the next level.
He has been very chipper on the media circuit, Vlad. You know? Like,
he got upset. He's a born coach. There's no denying it. But you know where his heart really lies. He wants to coach the professional. For him to be coaching it, to me, I think this is just to let people know, look, I'm just willing to coach.
I told you what it is. It's so he can get his son a head coaching job.
Ridiculous.
Why not? Last coaching stint.
Does he have to coach all 5 years for that to happen?
No, he's probably coaching two.
3 years make him a winner?
Three? If they were winner this year, NFL teams will be calling back.
Nope. I will tell you this. You think Tobin's petty? Bill Belichick is petty.
Oh, really? I like that.
He's petty.
Yeah.
He don't forget nothing. Nothing.
Hide your signs, Mario. He cheats.
Hey, he don't forget nothing.
Better watch it.
Oh, my God. You know those kids now? Yeah, I'm just using this for my college, for the local TV broadcast. You know, North Carolina, the Tar Heel broadcast.
Could be hacking kids' TikToks definitely, to get plays.
He's definitely recording plays and everything.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Bill Belichick starts coaching. He gets all his people in place.
Yep.
You think he need to steal signs from some of the guys that are coaches, or do he just think
absolutely.
He's a better
coach? Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Or do you think he's just a better coach?
Dude,
he's a better coach, but once a cheater, always a cheater.
Okay, this is an argument that I've made with you all the time, because you always make this point when we talk about cheating, because you're like, well, you know, what if they were just better? And I just go back to this. Cheaters cheat. Do you remember the damages done, where that came from? You remember what they were got caught scouting?
Yeah.
A 1-11 Cincinnati Bengals team. Cheaters cheat. That's what they do. That's what they do. He can't help himself. That came from him scouting Bengals team.
I'm not.
Nah, but you were. No, you deserve that because you were trying to say.
But here's why.
Why?
Because I'm a player.
And
I would. But I would hate to believe
that your team cheats.
No, not that.
Oh, then.
Of course I know guys do stuff.
So then, what's the problem?
But I'm saying that I would hate to think that the only reason why I can win is if somebody tell me what the other guy was doing. I would like to know that when I lined up, I could kick somebody's butt.
I tell you the thing that's annoying though. They would never send Belichick to the Pop-Tart Bowl. If he just lost by 9 points,
yeah, you see.
He's definitely getting to the playoffs.
I don't even like Pop-Tarts.
Which, minus one to you guys. You didn't bring that.
What was the first thing I said when I came
forgot.
In?
Forgot.
I forgot.
What?
You know why?
Pop-Tarts today.
And I went, I'll bring them Tuesday.
And I bought Pop-Tarts.
Calling somebody a Pop-Tart, it's funny. Funny insult.
I'll bring him on Tuesday.
Can I make it up to you? Make it up to you showing the audience me as a kangaroo?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah, let's see it. Here we go.
There you go. I don't know why there's no volume on this, but you guys get the idea. I'm walking to
No, don't end it until you get the picture with the kids that were crying.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hopping up and down. This was up at the arena. Had to show them my sign. It says Ben Simmons made Goran Dragic's little Joey. Snapshot for Tim Watts. In kangaroo, doing some hopping. Kind of look like a Labrador.
Getting your steps in.
It looks like a dog, right?
It does. It's not a very kangaroo-looking kangaroo.
Wait, where are the kids?
Stuck as a train. Have Bernie in my pouch.
And then, looking at the train in the background.
The kids just random.
Dad.
No. Yeah, you know why? Because our cars were on the other side of that damn train.
Yeah.
Well.
It was a long time, dude.
You do look like Kevin Millar with the red do-rag there.
By the way, I returned that shirt the next day.
Yeah, I would hope
so. Got that money back.
I hope you washed it.
Nah.
You can't wash it when you return it.
It ain't like Ben Simmons ever sweated in that shirt.
You got to have that new car.
Didn't it smell like the outside of his sweat? You know,
you sucked as an NBA player when your shirts are being worn in Africa because they couldn't sell them. You know, like the team that lost the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I have a shirt that says Minnesota Vikings.
Super Bowl?
No.
NFC Championship?
Yeah.
Man.
Because you know they print them for both teams.
Yep.
I wonder if you go to those countries now and you're like, that's where my shirt went. You know.
Yep.
Oh, 36 years later, that's where the shirt went.
They send them to countries that, you know, could use them. And so they, yeah.
Take a break. Back after this. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
We have gotten to the bottom
of what?
Of the Jennifer wasn't on moonshine, less clothes, you stay warmer. Mm. Which she forgot to show, which she forgot to tell.
Oh, she, okay.
That she showed me a picture of the four girls sitting in the jacuzzi. They all had hats on.
They all had what?
Beanies.
We didn't want to wet our hair.
But if you understand.
That's going to keep it warm.
Right.
Yeah.
Talking about.
The hat.
The ears are the gateway to warmth.
There you
That's
go, ruining
not,
things again.
Oh, my
Everybody goodness. Knows that.
Dude, can I just tell you.
What?
People, we love entertaining you.
Point.
But I will say this. Please don't listen to this show for education.
Educational purposes?
Yes. What the hell is wrong with you?
The ears are the gateway to warmth, dude.
Who says that?
Everybody.
It was riveting. I liked it.
Tons of blood in your ears.
I liked it. It was exciting.
Some people have...
Some flappers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Dumbos.
Yep.
If you had to have one thing that you could have in the midst of the cold, it would be to cover your ears and head. Because the ears, they're the gateway to warmth.
It's the head. So... The fact that you had the hat on meant more for your warmth, your bodily warmth, than the other nonsense you were talking about.
Okay.
I'm just saying. We got to the bottom of it. Now I can believe you. You had a hat on.
Now you can believe
Big difference.
That I was not.
No, I don't believe that one second.
On
I don't
moonshine.
Believe that for one second.
You hopped on something.
You got your shine
That's
on.
It.
Yep. You definitely got your shine on.
Yeah. Well. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. You get that hat, gateway to warmth,
but that's what
you're
I,
good to go.
But that's what I, like, once I saw the picture, I'm like, warmth. Oh, you got something on your head. Whole different.
A regular.
I tell you
no,
what.
No, whole different ball game.
I'm telling you right now, Mike McDaniel, you better be bundled up for that Cleveland game, dude.
All right, first of all.
I don't want to see shivering in a couple weeks.
I would like the NFL to announce that the game is flexed. That's the first thing I would like to
Why? Flex it to what time?
1 p.m.
Oh, it's supposed to be at 4?
No, it's an 8:20 game. That was supposed to be the Sunday night game.
Cleveland and...
Miami.
Yes.
Oh, I'm never going to get home. My flight...
I told you this.
We've told you.
Wait, my flight is literally at 5 in the morning.
Dude, you're nuts.
What is wrong with this, man?
Why don't you just do the show from Cleveland the next day?
No, I want to get the hell up out of there.
Let's just take the day off.
It's cold.
And why go?
You didn't know. My beanie.
I mean, it could get flexed.
you might as well go naked. That was good, Jay.
thanks. She, you heard what she said? You can borrow my beanie. No, like, dude, let me tell you something. You put on
Why do you think I'm so worried about the cold in this game? It's going to be a night.
Like, I didn't understand. Wait, yeah, it's a night game. This was supposed to be the night game.
It's still scheduled.
That's what I'm saying. They just don't know which game is going to be a good game at that time, that week, for them to flex it.
I gotta tell you.
But that's getting flexed.
I don't know.
There's no way you're putting Cleveland on unless you want Jameis and Snow Angels. That's the only way you're putting
that. Okay, well.
Because I looked at the schedule that week. There's not any really good game to move
Minnesota
up.
Green Bay.
That's the only one. Minnesota, that's probably going to happen.
That's the only one that really makes sense.
Because that might be for a division title.
No, that's going to be for a wild card. Because the Lions might have.
Oh, that's right.
But it might be who's the second place.
They might get three teams in, right?
They are getting three teams.
There's not. See, here's the thing, Vlad. Because it's Christmas week, there's not a lot of games to choose from on Sunday.
It's bowl games.
Because you got Christmas matchups that week. You got Thursday night. You got the day after Christmas. And then you have the Sunday slate, and then you got Monday. So the only it's not gonna be Jets Bills.
Well, Christmas is on Thursday, right?
No, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
And that's Kansas City versus Pittsburgh and Houston versus Baltimore.
Yeah, the only one that could, the only one they would bounce it for, because Tua fighting, because even so, if the Dolphins keep winning, the Dolphins fighting for a playoff spot. If that's on the line, they're not gonna bounce Cleveland, especially because it's Cleveland, Tua in the cold, Jameis Winston. I don't think that's getting flexed, dude.
I think Green Bay Minnesota's flexing that game.
Hey,
the only reason why.
Why you ain't tell me?
I literally been telling you.
Minus one for Leroy. Since the beginning of the year, people have been saying, "Hey,
you
this
know
is
something." If you would stand by that's a win, that's a loss. You would know the schedule.
Yes, and you would know what the primetime games for the team you cover.
So you're telling me the reason why I don't do that's a win, that's a loss.
Everybody knows what the primetime games are for the year.
You didn't know what the primetime games were? Buffalo Thursday night.
Give a rat's ass about prime
Titans
time.
Monday night.
Football games.
Listen, Vlad's right. Maybe by next week, it's flexed. Maybe.
What?
Maybe by next week, they'll choose to flex it.
And they only have one more week to.
Wait, so let me see this. Let me think. Do I want 8?
Next week is probably
11.
Definitely.
11:30? That game's going to end at like 1?
Yep.
Because prime time commercials and halftime is longer?
Mm-hmm. No, it's going to end at 11:45. You probably won't be leaving the stadium till 1.
Ask Bernie for a ride.
Get back. I don't ask Bernie for rides no more.
And then you have to take a flight at 5 a.m.?
Yeah.
You're going straight to the airport.
Next week's definitely getting flexed.
What's that?
Tampa Bay, Dallas.
No, that's going to stay.
You think so?
It's Dallas.
I don't know.
So...
It's Dallas.
Oh, man.
Okay, Green Bay has. Is there any rules for Green Bay? Is there a limit on Sunday night
games? No, there's not a limit. Here's the thing. So the reason why I asked is because there was a time, I remember when the Patriots were going on their when they were going undefeated, they played, they flexed them a game against Buffalo because it was just the Patriots. And it was like back-to-back weeks of them on Sunday night football. So there has been a precedence for a team to be on back-to-back Sunday night if the games are, marketable.
Yeah, I think the Dolphins did back-to-back Sunday nights, too, like 2 years ago.
So if they're playing to this weekend against Seattle, I believe they play next week. I think they'll put them back on a Sunday night.
Yeah, they're on Sunday night this week against Seattle, like you said. Then the next week is Dallas and Tampa. I don't know.
And then the Miami-Cleveland game?
Yeah,
I think Miami-Cleveland is going to get flexed for that Green Bay-Minnesota.
That's what you got to hope for.
And I think Leroy would like that, so that way the game's at 1 p.m. and he can at least enjoy the rest of his Sunday.
Of sleep, jeez. Holy smokes.
I can't believe you didn't know it was a night game.
I can't believe you didn't know it was a night game,
Night game is the worst.
In that cold?
That's why I was worried.
The cold doesn't bother me. It's the fact that, think about this. Imagine packing before you go to a football game the day before. That's crazy.
You say the cold doesn't bother you, but you just said that you want to get it out of there because it's cold as quick as you can.
But yeah, like going to a game, the cold won't bother me. But I don't want to be there doing nothing.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Night game, it's snowing, and they ask you to bang the drums.
Oh, I'm
you,
banging it.
You banging it naked?
And I'm taking off my jacket and my shirt.
Yep.
And I'm going.
And you'll and be then wearing my gonna, beanie.
And then I no. want you to go find Mike McDaniel and see how cold he is.
Okay.
I need to know.
I got it.
Because if I see that play call sheet shivering again, I'm going to be pissed.
His nose is going to be red, like Rudolph.
Also, if you bang the drum, we need videos.
I want Mike McDaniel to go.
Todd Rundgren.
I want him to go with the QB wrist thing so he doesn't look like he's shaking. It's a better
That's
way to
worse.
Go.
No, he needs. You know what
Dude,
he needs?
Kim, when your eyes are watering looking at that little bitty print.
I got it.
Hmm?
They gonna, Mike McDaniel has to ask the NFL and talk to Nike and say, Nike, listen, for this game and this game only, can I please wear the old Dolphin starter jacket? Because the starter jackets were more inflatable and gave you more warmth.
No,
yes.
No.
Listen.
I'm going to tell you right
starter
now.
Starter jackets and Zubar
you know,
pants.
You know what the worst was the you know what the worst to
the
wear?
Cold weather.
What?
The worst kind of jackets to wear?
Mm.
Leather.
Nobody's wearing leather.
They don't.
I'm not telling you wear leather. You I'm wearing, telling you wear the Check old starter up. Jackets with the yeah. Zubar
Keeps
pants.
Me warm.
Huh?
Keeps me warm.
What?
Leather jackets?
Would you let them
You're
eat
the opposite
no,
of everything.
But you, like, no, I'm saying, no. I'm talking about the cold. Not the chill.
Does the vape during the game to keep them warm?
Nah, it ain't going to keep you warm. You need liquor.
Well,
I'm
you
sorry,
know what?
He can't
and people say liquor,
he drink.
But it actually
you
thins
have.
Your blood. So it
but it warms the actually, chest.
Technically, you feel warm, but it doesn't warm you.
I don't care. It's all about the mental. So if it's warm my
it's
chest.
It's all what?
It's all about the mental. So if it's warming my chest, it's my chest. What do you thought I said?
No, you said it. I thought you said
it was all about the menstrual?
No, I thought you said it's all about the menthols.
The menthols.
The,
hey,
people
did smoke.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just gonna be like, here's the thing.
Hey, I'm telling you. Let me tell you what, Cleveland, I love you. Last time I was in the game in the cold, it was like, was it last year or 2 years ago? Might have been last year.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, I'm walking from the parking lot through the parking garage to the stadium.
Well, nothing but mess.
And no, there was a dude in the parking garage. With his grill cooking. Just a big old flame underneath the car. I'm like.
Now that's a fire.
Yeah. I'm like.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
When do we eat?
I'm telling you.
I go rando.
I don't want the.
Go rando through there.
Dude, I'm going to be so frustrated though if the Dolphins win these next two.
And then play the Cleveland game.
Play the Cleveland game and lose because of the stupid cold. Do you know how mad I'm going to be? Like, this is like a hurdle they can't
and
get over.
You know what's going to happen, right? And this is going to be the best part. They're going to finally break the curse.
Can I just
you know
say
that,
this?
Right? They're going
to
break the curse?
Let me explain something to you.
Against the Jets.
It's not about the cold. It's about the attitude in certain moments in which you play football.
Sure.
D-Ray,
we've heard this. I'm telling you, physical football teams, the cold doesn't bother. Doesn't. You know why? They play a physical style of football. They run the football physically. That travels anywhere, any time of the year. That's why all the teams that you see having success in the cold can also run the ball. Huh?
What about on the defensive side?
Usually if you have a good run game, you can stop the run.
What?
Because you're practicing against it all the time.
All right. Well.
I'm just telling you.
We saw it in Green Bay.
It's a mentality that goes across your whole team when you can run a football.
How long are we going to hear this? Like, one guy's got the mentality.
Until they fix it.
The only guys that got the mentality on that team for that are Calais Campbell and Zach Sealer. That's
right.
It. Everybody
right.
else, they're
right.
bouncing off like ping
and
pong balls.
And that's because of where they came from. It wasn't here.
The Forest?
No.
Yeah, Calais is from the Forest, man.
But okay, they both played in Baltimore.
It's a giant.
Is that a team that addresses
Doesn't matter. Chop Robinson played in Penn State and is from Maryland, and he told you he was freezing his ass off when he
Facts.
Got to this.
But I'm still...
Florida ruins you, dude.
It does.
Oh,
it thins your blood.
Thins you. Look at
Why
you.
I hate having this conversation.
Look at you.
What?
Look at the layers you got on.
But I would still bust your ass if we got out in the hallway and played
okay.
football.
I don't
Do
know.
It.
I don't know about yeah. that.
I'll
what?
Football.
What?
In the cold?
You can't even bust Chuck Norris' ass.
It's true.
I'll pick Chuck Norris up and beat your ass with him. What happened? He hit me with Chuck Norris,
martial arts star.
If you hit me with Chuck Norris, I'm gonna call it that's physical assault.
The old nunchucks.
You use nunchucks. You literally use nunchucks on me. That's not good.
They say nunchucks.
The old aren't very good with StreamYard, JFig. I don't think we can get him on the show.
What?
I'm sure he has people.
Wait. I bet you Belichick is hip to it.
I bet you can't put his hip to it.
I bet you his 24-year-old girlfriend setting up for him.
By the way, there's a good chance his 24-year-old girlfriend will be dating one of the students. Or yeah, come on. There's going to be a Jimbo Fisher.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it could be a Jimbo Fisher situation.
Honey, it means, what does it mean, settings? Jesus.
Why is my quarterback liking all your pictures on Instagram?
Cool spirit, honey. Take a break. Back after this.
Football.
Did you enjoy that during the break?
That was nice. I got to tell you.
Scary.
I don't know why y'all intangibles.
What they do now?
Want to get out on a boat.
Oh, boy.
Go watch whales. I just watch what they're capable of.
Was that a
doing.
Sperm whale?
We were watching some orcas.
Some killer whales.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Team up and kill dolphins. Eat dolphin.
Tear them up. Not mahi-mahi. Dolphins.
Oh, really? Was it like a pool? Like it was a school of them? Or was
dude,
just
they
one?
Like they team up. They got a better zone yes. defense than the actual dolphins.
Yeah. Cornered them, chased them around. Then one caught up to him, bit his tail off. And then just wait.
And say brutal. Just waited for the future, just yeah. for second and third helpings?
Nobody yeah. would want to work at SeaWorld
no,
if they watch that footage.
One whale holds it, and the other whales come over and get a bite.
Mm-hmm.
So they share.
Dolphin buffet.
Yep.
It's Thanksgiving. It's Finsgiving.
That's crazy, dude.
Dude. Mm-mm. And then people in a boat just sitting there watching the whales
He's
jump
so
up
adorable.
And down. Yeah, uh-uh. Nope.
He's so adorable.
I don't never have to worry about that. You know why?
You would never go on a whale watch?
No.
By the way, that is such an intangible thing.
Whale
who's going to go in the water? Who wants to stay on a boat?
It's lovely.
And watch it and wait for hours wait, just for a whale
like,
up here.
I'm thinking, here's what I'm thinking. Like, as a non-intangible who doesn't necessarily agree with sightseeing everything.
Okay.
So say me and you, you know, because you did drag me to the aquarium.
The Mandalay Bay.
Yeah. So.
Wait. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they thought.
Because there's always little nuggets, little jewels.
No,
wait, you went to Vegas and you decided
no,
at the Mandalay Bay and
no,
decided to go to
did.
The.
Yeah. It was his first time there. He wanted to go to the aquarium. We just missed the piranha feeding, right? And they thought we were together because they asked us if we wanted to take a picture.
Yeah.
It was like, no. So, but anyway.
Lovely thing for couples to do. Go to the
right.
aquarium.
So here's what I'm thinking.
I like aquariums.
So here's what I'm thinking. You know, because me, I watch TV.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at these giant whales jumping all over the place.
Bastard.
And you think they ever look up and go, ooh, let me avoid this boat. You see
oh,
what
I'm
saying? I'm
terrified. When I see, I'll see like
so
these.
You go out there to see it and you're like, you know what? He could wing you with a tail
easily.
Or something and y'all in the water.
Easily. Like, it's crazy when you watch that drone footage and people will be like surfing and then there's just like sharks circling
right!
around. And you don't see them. It's like they're.
You know why? Because that's their house.
Yeah.
Okay? If I'm at my house, ain't no shark or but killer whale going to come knock on my
you
door.
You would agree.
So I'm sure as hell not going to knock on his door.
You would agree, though, whale watching, to see such a creature up close.
No.
And
it's
natural.
It's not
habitat,
in my DNA.
You wouldn't want to
see
that?
See
I'm
sharks.
Not see. You're an intangible. It's you.
I feel like
you have in your makeup to go look at crap, right? I don't care if I don't see. Listen, if I don't see a whale up close, I'm like I saw it on TV the other night.
Right, you don't want to go whale watching?
All right. Well, we got to go through this. The difference between tangibles and tangibles.
Yes, we don't need
so,
to see everything.
Here's the thing. You see, and he's right. And I'll give you the greatest example. If I see people running, intangibles are running.
Yeah.
Intangible, I'm running with them. I'm going to go beat the intangibles.
We're running away.
Yeah.
Right.
Intangibles run too.
Yeah.
That's no. No. If people are running
here.
This way,
here's
that means you
do.
Don't walk towards that way.
I'm going to give you a perfect example. Something going down, me and Vlad talking, people start running that way. We like, oh.
That's it.
You go, what happened? I don't know, but let's
we
go.
Just running.
And then here's you. And your
you don't know that.
Is.
What the hell is going on over here?
Hey, Barney. Hey, Barney, let's go check out what's going on over there.
I'm going from danger.
There seems to be a fracas over there. Let's go see what's going on.
No, I don't like that. You're saying that I would just run and I want to snoop around all danger.
You snoop around and see what's happening.
That did actually happen when the murder was going on in my house.
Yes, you went down the street to see what was happening. Right. No, you know what happened in my house? Stay your ass inside.
Yeah, but I was very
curious. So there, you just did it. You just proved our point.
I peeked over the fence.
Right? Guess what? In the scary movie.
From a safe distance.
Which way do the intangibles go? Which way do the black people go? Black people just go, intangibles go to try to see what's happening. Get the head chopped off.
You can't always live it in fear, though. Like, there could be some...
I'm not living in fear!
You get this great experience
with
nature.
That's not living in fear! You know what that's living in?
What?
That's living.
That's living.
That's just living.
See, y'all think...
That's just living.
Here's the difference.
Why would I go peek my head around that corner when I just saw old Betsy get her head chopped off?
See, here's another difference.
Curiosity.
Tangibles like animals. Intangibles love animals. So there's a difference. There's certain animals we're going to see. We're going to be like, you know what? I'm not messing with that. I'm going to take myself the other way. Intangibles?
Yeah.
The matter if it's frothing at the mouth looking like it wants to bite.
Not too many non-intangibles putting their head in gators.
Yes. We're not going to go pet. We're not going to go pet an animal.
Bubba and Jethro.
Well, maybe they don't feel like they're welcome into the club. You know?
It is stupid.
What about the real Tarzan? Remember we had him in? But
all he doing was he playing the iguanas.
Yeah.
He's playing him with iguanas.
No, he does snakes. Everything.
I don't never seen him with gators.
I feel like he's done gators.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Look at this. You wouldn't want to see that in nature? It's on the screen.
What? Oh.
He got the good meat part of it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's rapid city for that dolphin.
Never had a chance.
Let me explain to you something. I don't think I could be as close as the guy taking that picture.
Yeah, you better
because
use
it. Let me tell you something about killer whales. They're big.
Yeah.
Oh, no, and they're killers.
And in his efforts to go get that dolphin who's going very fast.
What if you're on a cruise?
If he just winged you.
What if you're on a cruise and you witness that?
Oh, no, I've been on boats and I've seen dolphin and whales and stuff like that over there. Right?
I don't even like that. You
like
should
when
to
we
the
go
boat.
Across... When we went to Bimini.
We should go snorkeling.
Where?
Yeah.
Come on, somewhere.
Where?
There ain't,
Peanut Island.
There ain't no way in hell he'd get me in the water.
No. Leroy, you could go snorkel.
We can go.
At his pool.
I snorkel all the time in my pool.
I go snorkel at your pool.
There's a coral reef in Lauderdale. We should go do that.
What you said?
In Lauderdale.
Very
there's a coral
wait,
reef.
Let me get this straight.
Very pretty.
Doesn't Lauderdale by the sea? They do offshore snorkeling.
Let me get this straight. You want me to go with you?
Yeah.
Put on goggles and
flippers and all of that.
And flippers and a snorkel.
Yeah.
Flippers.
And get in the same waters with all this crap that's chewing up everything to see some plants.
I think it would be a wonder for you.
To see some plants.
See some fish.
You know what it is? It all makes sense. It all makes sense. It just hit me right now.
I can see nature from front. Look.
That's not nature.
I think it would be an experience for you.
You know what?
Where are you going?
No, it makes sense now. It all makes sense. Leroy, I'm going to tell you what it is, Leroy.
That's not looking at nature. You're looking at pigeons.
I understand what it is.
Listen. I was the only terrified person when I went with my wife in the woods.
Leroy, you don't understand. It makes sense now.
Huh.
You said it earlier. They like invading other people's property, homes.
Space.
Right? Yes.
Like,
black people don't like, we don't like being in other people's space because it's not ours.
The parrotfish don't mind.
They do.
I don't think they do.
Why do you think that whale didn't mind?
I'm going to tell you what the two parrotfish sitting in the corner smoking a cigarette, just chilling, right? You jump your big ass in the water. They go again. Why he always on our
land? They always.
I say, can we bite them? We don't have teeth. What are we going to do? Nothing. Just let it. Hopefully, his big ass.
Nah, you know what they do? Don't worry. He keeps on messing around. Big brother and them are gonna come out.
Yeah.
And then when they do come out,
like, think about this. Why are you shocked when you get bit by something in nature? Like, if people get bit by stuff.
Yeah, the shark can be like,
you can get bit sounds, by stuff at your house.
Nope. That tastes like a Tobin. Yeah. Doesn't taste like
dogs,
a fish.
Don't huh? You have dogs, don't you?
Yeah, they're my dogs, though.
But you can get bit.
Then my dog, if my dog bite me, he ain't gonna be my dog no more.
Yeah.
I don't know. So you weren't saying that earlier.
Unnecessary reference on the dog.
No, about the puppy? That's a big puppy? He's a bully.
Let's go to John Pennycamp.
Huh?
John Pennycamp.
What's that? John Pennycamp.
That's John like, Mellencamp?
Team Pennycamp.
Yeah, that's cougar? What I'm saying. It sounds like Tobin.
Is that a cougar Mellencamp?
Little Diddy. John Pennycamp in the Keys. What's that?
Look at this. You don't want to see this? Look at this. See this up close. Come on.
Hey, yo.
What is that?
It's a parrotfish.
A parrotfish?
Yeah.
What's wrong with his teeth?
Nasty.
Well, that's why they're parrotfish.
He's got Derek White's teeth.
No. No.
That's a point.
No, that, are you sure that's not Middleton?
Don't do this.
Middleton got, point, no. Point. If that's Derek White, Middleton got shark mouth.
You don't want to see that up close?
Nope.
Beautiful colors.
You want to see this up close?
He looked like a
pig. Oh, my God.
Jeez. So, no. So, here's the deal. Like, I have been, when we went to the Bahamas, not the Bahamas, went to Jamaica, and, you know, wife talked me into, you know, going in the water because they have a little net, you know, mm-hmm. that keeps the stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
But then the guy, right before we got in, he said, don't wear no jewelry because the barracuda like the silver.
That's
barracuda.
True.
So, so we underwater.
The first fish you'll ever interact with in the water is a barracuda.
We looking underwater, and all of a sudden I see these two Derek Whites coming at me, and I was like, "That's it, I'm done." Because barracuda, anything. All you can see is teeth.
They don't do anything.
Really?
Oh man, saw two jaws coming see? Out of it. Was Rhapsody. Hey,
you want to know another difference between the tangibles and us? They don't do anything. They got teeth, don't they? What are those teeth for?
Biting.
You yeah.
got teeth
thank
too.
You. Thank you.
Sexy,
you got teeth too.
Sexy Sauce says, it has a beak to crack open hermit crabs.
Who?
The parrotfish.
A beak?
Yeah. It's kind of a beak. Like, it's not real teeth. Look at those things.
That ain't no beak, man. That's a man.
So that's what he eat? That's crabs?
Cute. Yeah, I guess so. Hermit crabs.
I like crabs, but not hermit crabs. We don't eat hermit crabs, do we?
Too small.
Too small?
Too okay. small.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, come on now.
Nick T says, parrotfish poop winter. Is what makes the white sands. That's true. You can see
there
that whole
ain't
system.
That many parrot-
there are a lot of parrotfish. They're beautiful.
Can you catch them?
Not to eat.
No, just catch them for fun.
You can try.
So you just go underwater. Are they big? How big are they?
Yay.
Oh, that's not small.
No.
So wait.
You're kind of intrigued. I think I got you in.
Let me tell you something.
Just come snorkel with me, dude.
It'll be a cold day.
Beautiful.
I'm going to tell you right. It'll be a cold day in hell before I go and just go underwater with you.
Let's go on a snorkel trip.
No, willy nilly. All free willy nilly.
Here's our thing, Vlad. When they finally talk intangible to go in the water with the intangibles, they mess with them.
I'm not going to mess with you.
See what I'm saying?
No.
You're going to take
you see,
you're gonna
no,
mess
no,
with
no,
you.
You are. You no, that's a great
yeah,
point.
Yeah.
Because here's
yeah,
the thing.
Here's I
a,
know
this
you.
Is what's upsetting.
I'm not going to do that.
And this, is why, and this is what's upsetting.
Yeah.
This is what's upsetting.
You're laughing because
you know. You know that your boy, who's a tangible, doesn't want to go there. And you've been convincing him. You've been like punching it. So he finally says, all right. So he's putting his trust in you.
He'll
something
be behind
that
me,
wanted.
Tickling me with a stick or
and then,
something.
And then when he goes, you're going to do something to mess around with him and then have and then for him to lose his trust. And
I'm not going to mess with him.
Are. Yes, you are.
I want him to enjoy nature.
Yes, you are.
There's a whole world underwater. No, I say Leroy in the ocean, somebody would yell, free silly.
All right, that's our show, everybody. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Can I just tell you, listen, of some of the things that you have said and some of the things that Tobin has said, this is way worse.
Really?
If you take off your clothes in the cold, you'll be warmer.
It's true.
No, it's not true. What are you
that's
talking about?
J-Fig, you
from
were,
my personal experience, J-Fig, that's how I feel.
That's
your
the
personal
experience.
I feel colder when I have more stuff on me.
J-Fig, your experience means
minus
you were drunk
one.
As a skunk.
Yes.
I wasn't.
Yes.
I wasn't.
That's
So
you know what?
I don't just go around drunk everywhere. That's
you know what?
You expect me to think you're like, doing in the mountains of Tennessee.
You're like Will Ferrell. You know what? Drunk. You're like Will Ferrell talking about we're going streaking. No. It's hot. I'm so hot right now. Woo, I'm hot. That's you. I'm just saying. Do you know how ridiculous that sounds?
You my boy, Blue.
I guess you're pointing me out. Spirit Leroy, I got you.
You're my boy, Bird.